Hello, I'm Joe, the founder and editor-in-chief of thefilmmagazine.com, and welcome to my episode of the Film Magazine's most romantic movie moments. What follows is my favourite moment of romance in cinema history. It takes only half a glance at my Letterboxd profile's favourite films list to tap into the fact that romance is one of my favourite themes in cinema. It seems, to me at least, like there is no artistic medium on the planet that can so often and so succinctly present the ideas and or actualities of romance quite like film can. Over the years, I've seen great works of photography that capture romance, or the absence of it, in a way that's profoundly moved me, and I've read great works of literature that perhaps hold an altogether more timeless quality, but never have I had access to an art form that so often presents great works of romantic art quite like film does. Cinema is, of course, working from the advantage of being able to accurately present how we as an audience should feel at any given time through the work of actors we experience much more close up than in any other art form. And film does work in conjunction with the other art forms, literature, music, painting, etc., to highlight these desired reactions and in many cases provoke them. In film, unlike in any other medium, romance is made to be experienced through the eyes and the ears via creative choices in writing, the visual arts, and a musical score. And while this may make the idea of cinematic romance seem more constructed, and therefore perhaps less interpretive than a great painting, it is through romance on a silver screen that most people are gifted their ideas of love, and have their pre-existing ideals reaffirmed. Everyone has a favourite big screen love story, but for me romance is best illustrated in the cinematic form through stories that present the romantic as a divine act that the universe wishes to happen. Movies in which the protagonists are encouraged to experience one another through every encounter and story development. Movies where the fantasy of romance is precisely that, fantasy. Great examples of this are the likes of Before Sunrise, in which the city of Vienna acts as a haven of escape from reality for two protagonists who are longing for a connection that only their absence from responsibility could create. Or Call Me By Your Name, in which every kind act from a stranger, every piece of advice from a mentor figure, every sunny day and every economic privilege comes together to create a fantasy space in which the two central characters cannot help but to fall in love. Then, in the case of these two movies and in the case of many more I have come to adore, the fantasy must end, and reality set back in. Unlike the happily ever afters of The Notebook and When Harry Met Sally, I prefer reality as a bitter aftertaste, love and romance presented as fleeting, life-defining moments. That is to say, usually. In this audio essay, my intention is to outline to you my favourite moment in Michel Gondry's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Released in 2004, Eternal Sunshine is an American science fiction drama hybrid about a couple who pay to have their memories of their relationship erased from their minds. Starring Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet at the head of an ensemble cast that also includes personal favourites Kirsten Dunst and Mark Ruffalo, Eternal Sunshine asks a number of important philosophical questions. The most important to this essay being, is heartbreak worth the love you at one time will feel? I always felt, even as a teenager, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was a film written just for me. Such are its great levels of intimacy and personality, even within its sci-fi concept. Written by the incomparable Charlie Kaufman, Eternal Sunshine deals with the idea of fantasy romance almost literally. Telling a tale of love through memories that central protagonist Joel, played by Jim Carrey, is in the process of being deleted from his brain in order to get over a tough breakup from one-time lover Clementine, Kate Winslet. Herself having already undergone the procedure. The romantic hinge of the movie comes in Joel's realisation that for all the pain he's going through, and for all the downsides to his past relationship, he doesn't actually want to forget Clementine or the romance the two experience. To ensure that at least some memory of her remains, he physically takes the memory of her, represented by a supportive romantic version of her character, to deeply rooted and repressed memories in an attempt to keep her from being deleted by the doctors currently fulfilling their obligations in his apartment room while he sleeps. It doesn't work, and Joel is forced to relive his final memory of Clementine, an uncomfortable situation in which the two break into a holiday home and Joel makes the decision to leave. This moment acts as the reveal of the movie's central plotline, that Joel and Clementine met again after the completed procedure, in Montauk, and fell in love all over again, indicating that the subconscious minds of the two characters were connected in a way more profound than the conscious memories they'd come to lose to eternity. As such, it holds a lot of weight for fans of the film. My appreciation comes elsewhere in this scene, however. It comes in their exchange of dialogue, and specifically the line, "What if you stayed this time?" In one line, the narrative arc of Joel's journey is completed as he finally acknowledges that Clementine truly did love him. and thus he comes to terms with his biggest insecurity regarding his relationship to her, that she never did. His version of Clementine asked him to stay in a situation he was originally almost goaded into leaving, illustrating his acceptance that she never meant it in that way, or that, even if she did, it didn't mean that she loved him any less. Joel gets his closure in the last moment of time he has with her in his own mind, illustrating his acceptance of her disappearance from his life, an absence anyone watching the movie can identify with should they have had a relationship, romantic or otherwise, that has suddenly ceased to exist. In the moment, this small line in the midst of a bigger scene made to reveal the heady plot at the heart of the movie is absolutely life-affirming. It sends the message that pain can be worth it, that moving on can be achieved, that love isn't necessarily forever. Then, somewhat spectacularly, this brief but important moment is transformed yet again in the closing moments of the movie when the post-op versions of their characters are confronted with the fact that they have previously deleted one another from their memories, and come to terms with the likely temporary nature of their budding romance, thus deciding to leave things before they go sour. In an almost mirror image of their previous romance's final encounter, Clementine takes the role of a person running away from a situation because they're scared. And yet, despite no longer holding any knowledge of the closure he gained in the final moments of his memories with her, in which she told him to stay, Joel ensures she doesn't make the same mistake he did. He asks her to just wait. Her reaction speaks volumes. In this moment, Clementine is given the reassurance her character has been sorely missing, and as such her own arc comes to a conclusion. Therefore, even as she fights Joel with the buts and maybes of how their relationship will ultimately fail, she is given the closure of Joel's resistant and accepting okay, a single word that confirms to her that there's no level to which she can mess this up without it all being worth it to him, as it surely will be to her. Their small, brief, and entirely made-up goodbye that existed solely within a memory that no longer exists, played out like the test run for a relationship-defining moment that in reality was never going to be messed up a second time, gifting Joel and Clementine the opportunity to succeed in their second go-around, to overcome their insecurities and confrontations to succeed in love where they had previously so emphatically failed. To me, there are very few moments in cinema that rival this in terms of how I believe love to be, to exist, and to be worked for. And as such, it holds a firm grip on a place in my mind that is altogether more soppy and romantic than I ever openly give myself credit for, or reveal to other people. So what if you stayed this time from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was therefore the first place my mind went when thinking of possible movie moments to discuss in this series. This moment has long been, and remains, possibly my favourite moment of love in any film, ever. I believe so very strongly that romance and love remain key components of popular cinema for the simple reason that they represent the only parts of us that are unpurchasable. In exploring the mythos of the force that brings any two of us together, this Charlie Kaufman and Michelle Gondry movie speaks to me now, at close to 3 decades on this earth, as it first did when I was just a teenager, perhaps even more so. Its evolving importance and the way in which I can discover more to enjoy about it as I grow make it a timeless movie companion of mine, a simply extraordinary moment of cinema that I will forever hold dear.